your agency's human resources department calls getting married a life event. Life events can have a big impact on your retirement plans and the benefits you get and how you decide what you're going to do. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning and answering questions people are asking about marriage. I wonder if it's just the season. I wonder if it's because spring will be in the air soon, Tammy. And you know what happens when spring is in the air? A young man's thoughts turn to love, I think is how the saying goes, something like that.
Something like that, that's right. Love is in the air when spring is in the air.
That's right. And so spring is coming, and maybe that's why people are asking you this stuff. But what are some of the questions that you get asked the most about what happens to me if I get married?
Well, it just seems like, because I do a lot of pre-retirement seminars, but it seems like some federal employees tend to get married and retire about the same time, and I'm not exactly sure why, but I do get a lot of questions about, you know, what if I get married either before I retire, after I retire, what are some of the things I need to do? So I thought this week I would put together a list of some of the things you do need to think about when you get married or any other life event, whether it's marriage, death, divorce, birth of a child. Those are all events when you should think about your benefits and possibly make some changes.
Now, you've got an advantage, and we chatted about it for a moment before we went on the air, and that is that when you have a life event change, whether it's marriage or some of the other things that qualify, you can have your own open season and rearrange things to suit whatever changes are happening in your life, right?
Yeah, for some things you can. So life events would include changes to health benefits, perhaps. You might want to pick a spouse up and add family coverage instead of self-only. Life insurance is a big one because some people aren't qualified to buy new life insurance, but if you have a life event, that's a time when you can increase the amount of FEGLI coverage you have without any need for a physical. So there's some real opportunities here, I guess, in addition to the life event itself, you know, for federal employees to make some changes.
One of the things that you have in your column on GovExec this week, and I thought the same thing that you did. You commented, sometimes I feel like a personal advice columnist because it kind of seemed like that. But this is an interesting example. A lady writes to you, she turned 52 earlier this month. She has a guy that she hangs out with who turns 62 this summer. They've been together for about 6 months. It's pretty serious. And they feel like they're in a position where they're not sure whether they need to retire or get married or not. And I wonder if you could walk through the different things they should be thinking about when trying to figure out who gets what and who's able to qualify for what.
Sure. When I got this question, it made me think that, you know, there are so many different specialties, and I guess getting married is a time when you may need to enlist the help of some people. She was asking me a bunch of questions about, you know, whether or not I should get married, and that's where I felt like the personal advice columnist, because I have no idea, especially after 6 months. In my opinion, you might want to wait a little while. But there are some things, whether it's tax planning, because there's some tax issues when you're filing a joint tax return that are different from single. There's financial planning. You know, you both have assets. You're not young kids, so you're getting into this relationship where there could be a lot at stake. Also, estate planning. You know, as we reach mid-career, end of career, we need to start thinking about those things. And those are all various specialties that really, I think, need to be looked at when someone enters into that type of permanent arrangement. But when it comes to benefits, there's a whole list of things, and that's what I wanted to discuss with her and share with the readers this week about the different benefits that can be changed at the time you marry.
All right, so let's walk through some of those, because I think the first one that probably comes to people's minds is the FEHBP.
Right. Yeah, that's health insurance. So for health insurance, if you get married, you can certainly pick up your spouse. And that seems to be at mid-career or late career, one of the primary reasons people consider marriage. It's like, well, I have health insurance, but my spouse who doesn't work for the government is self-employed or their company doesn't offer it. So what a great thing. I can pick up health benefits by marrying that federal employee. So that is true.
Mike Causey writes periodically about the fact that availability and potential qualification for the FEHBP makes single feds of all ages very valuable in the dating market.
You add retirement to that, and you really got something.
That's true.
I've known people who will go out to meet people, and they won't mention the fact that they're a federal employee just for that reason.
Wow.
Because they want to make sure that they're liked for themselves, not just for their benefits.
For their benefits package. That's pretty ridiculous.
It is.
You also mentioned flexible spending accounts and FEGLI, But I want to talk about, in the time that we have left, I want to make sure that we have a chance to talk about the federal long-term care insurance program, because these folks are right at the age where the financial planners that I've talked to have said that's when you should start to think about long-term care insurance, and right around 60.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a prime age, because we start to realize that if we wait too much longer, it's going to be too expensive, or we might not even qualify for it. Because even if you have a life event, there's still underwriting required with buying long-term care insurance, including the federal plan. So the sooner you can think about that, the better. And it's a tough decision, because no one ever knows how much coverage they're going to need or if they're ever going to need it. But it is certainly something that around age 50 to 60, that's a real good time to really give it some serious thought, because if you wait much longer, you might not be able to get it.
All right. You point out in this piece, Tammy, on GovExec, that's linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, that this is an area where the difference between SERS and FERS matters and people should think about it.
It can matter for the retirement benefit itself. So for FERS employees, there are certain benefits payable to a surviving spouse that are a little bit different than what there are for CSRS employees. But in either case, once you get married, your spouse is now entitled to these survivor benefits under the retirement plan. Under the FERS system, there's an annuity payable as well as a lump sum death benefit to a surviving spouse. Under CSRS, there's the annuity, which is more generous, but there is no lump sum benefit. So, yes, definitely the retirement benefits is another area that you want to consider if you get married.
All right. Just about every bowl of soup seems to have its bug. You write here about former spouses. What are the things people should think about former spouses?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do get a lot of questions about former spouses, people who are either going through a divorce or who went through one years ago and are trying to figure out, you know, what that ex-spouse now is going to be entitled to. And the fact of the matter is, they could be entitled to a whole lot, or they might not be entitled to anything. And a lot of it depends on what is written into that final divorce decree or court order. So it's real important to understand, you know, what it says in your divorce decree once you get divorced, and really work with your attorney, or even, I would suggest, a certified divorce financial planning specialist who can really help you understand the value of what those benefits are worth.